Good morning. Snow and rain moved into interior New York and New England during the overnight hours. Most locations received a slushy coating of snow, especially from the I-90 corridor and points north overnight, with some places as much as 2 or 3 inches of slushy snow, with temperatures starting out in the lower to middle 30s. Most everyone from I-90 South has gone over to just a cold rain, and other locations, especially in the Mohawk Valley, the Lake George Saratoga area, and southern Vermont, still have a rain-snow mix. In these locations, precipitation will go over to a cold rain as temperatures climb through the 30s early this morning. To the west and north of these areas, namely in the western Mohawk Valley, the central Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont, will hang on to snow for a bit longer before going over briefly to a cold rain. And in these locations, we could see as much as another 1 to 3 inches of snow, with the highest terrain picking up a grand total of 4 to 6 inches of snow, mainly in the ski areas of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. Everyone will see precipitation wind down rather quickly, though, by about lunchtime, and just scattered rain and snow showers will be left over this afternoon. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy, and everyone will top out in the upper 30s and lower 40s. High pressure will build in tonight, and skies will tend to clear out, but that'll only make it colder as we get into the overnight hours. In fact, overnight lows will drop back into the teens across the higher terrain, with everyone else in the lower to mid-20s by sunrise on Wednesday. We can expect a winter-like feel for Wednesday with a gusty northwest wind keeping temperatures in the upper 20s and lower 30s for afternoon highs, despite a mix of sun and clouds. That high pressure center will dominate through Wednesday and into Wednesday night, and even into the day on Thursday. And temperatures will modify a bit, but still remain well below normal in the mid-30s. On Thursday, sunshine will give way to increasing clouds as the next storm takes a similar track along the southeast coast and up the eastern seaboard. This time, though, with more cold air in place, it looks like more of us will see a round of snow late Thursday night and Friday morning, with at least a few inches possible by the time it's all through. Right now, it looks mainly dry to start the weekend, with another cold shot coming in by Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, though the worst of the fire weather conditions have settled down for Northern California. Another day of dangerous fire weather is forecast for the southern part of the state. Extremely critical conditions remain in effect as low relative humidity and windy conditions will combine with the dry ground from the ongoing drought. Behind the storm here in the northeast, another strong upper-level low will take shape across the southern plains through the middle of the week and move into the Tennessee Valley. As it does, a surface storm will develop near the mouth of the Mississippi River and move into the Tennessee Valley by Thursday morning. At this time, yet another surface low-pressure system will begin to strengthen along the South Carolina coast. All of this will lead to another precipitation event for the eastern United States. This time, though, snow is possible, centered over the Boot Heel of Missouri, with 2 to 6 inches forecast. Another concern with this next system will be freezing rain, and accumulating freezing rain is possible from the mid-Mississippi Valley into the Ohio Valley. The highest totals will be over the southern and central Appalachians, though, by Thursday morning, with over a quarter of an inch of ice currently in the forecast. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with moderate snow, blowing snow and fog, 19 degrees with a south wind at 45 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 1.5 miles visibility with light rain and fog, 34 degrees, the dew point 31, 89% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.10 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain, lower 50s, Boston cloudy with rain and a thunderstorm possible, lower 50s, and in Buffalo, rain and snow with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 47 degrees, the low 29, the average temperature 38, that's 3 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday. 30.38 inches for the year, which is 3.93 inches of precipitation above normal. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain and snow today, mostly snow though across the mountains, ending during the afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 30s. A few rain and snow showers tonight, becoming windy with lows in the teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain, heavy at times today with highs in the mid and upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, becoming breezy with lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain and snow early today, tapering off by the afternoon and highs in the mid 30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain heavy at times early today, scattered showers this afternoon with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, becoming breezy with lows in the mid 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain and some wet snow early today, tapering off to a few showers this afternoon and highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, windy and very cold, near 30 for a high. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Thursday, mid-30s. Snow early on Friday, then a rain-snow mix in the afternoon, highs near 40. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-40s Saturday, lower to mid-30s on Sunday, and partly sunny, staying in the 30s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.